Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, David Murphy, with the National Black Unity News Podcast, Simulcast. And we are going live on Facebook. We are live on Blog Talk Radio, and we will be featured on several social outlets as well. And today we have a couple of special people that will be with us. One of our special guests and is Mr. Bill Good. And we will also be featuring Miss Beverly Williams. And I don't know, if Marvin Wilkerson, if you're on here, please let me know. Speak out. And he may come on board. He's an author that I've been known for a real long time. But in any case, we're going to get started with this podcast because it's extremely important that we're going to talk about this evening. And before we get into our conversation, as always, I want to bring on my partner, Mr. Satawi Jahi, who's a frontline soldier, who always has something encouraging to say and to bring to us. So, Brother Satawi, you're on, sir.
All right. Thank you, David. Again, I want to welcome everybody to the podcast tonight. And we say welcome. You found your family in a peaceful place. Wish for you blessings without number and all good things without end. As our beginning was good, so let's start developing throughout eternity to be good. If we dare struggle, speak truth, and walk in the way of justice. All right, reading for today. We'll always do a reading from Daily Motivations for African American Success. Author of that book is Mr. Dennis Kimbrough, who is also the author of Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. Reading for today, April 5th. You did that on purpose. We must all find our true purpose, like Michelangelo or Mozart or Leonardo da Vinci. Each of us must develop a mission in life. And that quote is from Michael Jackson, entertainment, who was considered the king of pop. Occasionally, we can see a strange fiat light. The wind, the tide, and the surface ice will move in one direction. The sailing majestically against these forces will be an iceberg. The reason is not hard to find. You see only a small part of the iceberg. Deep down in the water is the base, controlled by the more powerful deep current. Strength of character is a powerful current that keeps us going in the right direction. Each of us has a unique purpose. People only begin to fulfill their creative potential when they have a high degree of alignment in their lives. That is when their pursuits and goals are in line with their own purpose. The most fundamental definition of personal power is having the capacity to realize purpose. Personal vision is the key to unlocking its power. Vision is the picture of the future that you wish to create. Vision is the vehicle for bringing purpose into the realm of act and commitment. More people should realize that each of us needs a settled purpose in life and aiming point. Then by doing our very best every day, we will each reach this point on which we have set our compass. Those of us who do remarkable things in our lives have a clear vision steaming from a deep and perverse sense of purpose. Tony Robbins said, whatever you hold in your mind on a consistent basis is exactly what you will experience in your life. That's a quote from Tony Robbins. So it's important to have master purpose.
This meeting is being recorded.
And a massive vision. Because the vision is going to keep you going in times when things don't seem to be working the way you want. It's that vision that you have. And it's one of the things that keeps me going is the vision that I have for all the things that I do. My business success, I work towards success. And I try to make sure that I don't let anything stand in my way or stand in my path. So, the thing is, make sure as you're moving in life, that you are moving in a direction that you're able to fulfill your purpose. With that said, David, I'm going to turn it back to you because part of what we'll be discussing tonight is assistant people who normally do not get recognized.
Why do you look the same as you did in 2003? And it kind of looks like I'm in my 40s at best.
Well, yes. Tonight is a topic that a lot of people don't talk too much about. We often talk about those who in media and politics, those who may have some sort of fame, or those who some people may be in authoritative offices and just people of what some may call influence. And a lot of them get a lot of accolades for some of the things they do, and oftentimes they get paid to do the things that they're supposed to do. But then there's another group of people who I've met so many of over the years who put putting in blood, sweat, and tears. Worked their fingers to the nubs sometimes, gave up every penny they had. Some of the people that I know personally opened up their home, their refrigerator, their pocketbooks, and pretty much gave everything they had for the purpose of helping others. And there's several on this call right now. And I'm going to mention one because since we're going to be talking about this now, before we bring our special guest on, he's going to talk about some events that's coming up and about the same subject, man. Him and Vernon, maybe Rico. You know, Rico don't like to speak too much, but, you know, he's a true soldier. But I met this couple years ago, and they go by the name of Jahi, and which is my co-host, Mr. Satari Jahi. He and his wife, Cynthia, when I first met them, opened up their home, as I mentioned, their pocketbook, their refrigerator, and everything they had, and they offered to the neighborhood children. So they would have a safe place to stay, and they not only did they gave them a safe place, but they educated them. They gave them some of the do's and don'ts and like that would carry one throughout life. They said if you teach a child when they're young, sometimes they would carry it with them for the rest of their lives. And they even taught my children, and I appreciate them for that. But I recognize them because they motivated me so much that I offered them a slot in the newspaper I had at the time called the Informer newspaper. And we've done that for a multitude of years. And the two of them, even up until this day and time, has put in so much work and had so much trauma happened to them in their lives in so many different ways, and yet they still on the front lines serving and helping people. There's another couple on here by the name of Mr. and Mrs. Murphy, Walter Dempsey Murphy and Kathleen Murphy. And I know Mr. Walton because he happens to be my brother. I know him all his life, but he know me all mine. And he's another one who has gone around helping people pretty much all his life. And I know he go unrewarded. And his wife, oh, she's a saint, Father. I'm concerned. She's constantly, always giving to people, not only to her own family, to others. She took people into her own home, helped them with education. She comes to Baltimore City. She ain't living in Petersburg. They come to Baltimore City. Truck blow up books and everything to give to their nieces, nephews, and anybody else who needs. Volunteer their time on so many social organizations, and I know too that they very seldom get thanks and get rewarded. So you know, so it's a multitude of people. And my friend, our guest will be back. I don't see him on right now. Mr. Bill Goodman, been out in the community 40, 50 years, standing on the front lines. I mean, putting his life online. Even going to jail, standing up when nobody else would not. And I had never, since I've known him, I've never seen him get a reward. Well, too many people thank him either. And so, you know, I'm surrounded by, just right on this call alone, by so many giving people who gave. And there's a brother on here by the name of Rico Crouch. He runs this organization called God Giving Hands. And he and I just recently met to an organization that I'm involved with called Black Men Unified Black Men. And he and I have talked on many occasions. And he's another brother that feed the homeless, put clothes on their back, shoes on their feet, and offer all types of opportunities to them. The brother works tirelessly, and then on top of that, they have to organize people to help him. Collect the food. He has to do so much, or organize, you know, things that he has to do. But at the same time, he does not get a lot of rewards as well, you know. And so I can go on and on and on throughout people all my life. But then I see some people out here. I'm gonna stop talking because I'm gonna bring my guests on. First, I'm going to bring Mr. Bill Gooden on. Hey, Bill, how you doing this evening?
Hey, first let me just say good evening to everybody. And thank you, you know, for having this opportunity just to kind of touch upon the subject, right? But, you know, the reality is that, you know, people have to start valuing, putting value on people's lives, right? And, you know, when I say that, I'm saying in terms of that, you know, there's a lot of people do a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? Not because they have to, because that's either what God put on their heart, either they just think that they need to be doing in terms of making the world a better place, trying to make their contribution to the world, right? You know, but then at the same time, then a lot of the times, and I'm using Gabriel as an example, because we're doing this here fundraising. I said, David's been publishing newspapers for 40 years, right? I mean, of course, today, you know, people, of course, we got this social media, so there's another platform that people can use and get messages and stuff out. But, you know, before all this came out, there's a lot of people who needed a vehicle, who needed a platform to get something off their chest or to say something. They couldn't go to the main media. You know what I'm saying? Then David was who they could come to and get their story told, right? But then at the same time, then I'm saying after 40 years of publishing, you know, it is unique, man, because, you know, it don't make no difference how ununique we may think we are. There's not many of us out here that publish the newspaper. I only know one person in this city that publishes a newspaper other than the newspaper. And that's you, David. You see what I'm saying? But I'm saying, but at the same time, Ben, we don't reward people that offer services and putting their work on the ground, because we used to reward what the media and the status quo kind of made up for us to reward, right? And I use Grand Estate as an example. Grand Estate, I mean, look, I wish the world, he's the man now, right? But if Brandon Scott, if he do anything, if he don't, if he have a fundraiser tomorrow, he's going to raise millions of dollars. And some of us right on here, they give him $200-$300. But when we have a fundraiser, then some same people may give you $10. We have to question that. You know, Brandon Scott get paid to do what he do, even if he don't perform his duty. So we have to change the narrative in terms of how we value one another, right? So once we start valuing one another and say, thank you for all you've done, you know, I'm going to shut down like this and somebody else will come in. It's almost like you hear people all the time say, I want to make 2 points. People say, I want my flowers before I die. Well, you know, they ain't just necessarily talking about just flowers. But they saying, well, any kind of recognition that they going to have, that doesn't happen before they leave here. You know, it don't make no difference how many people come to your funeral and cry or bring you cards to your family. You have no idea how many people there. But people do something for you while you're on top of the ground, while you have an opportunity to appreciate you thinking enough of me to do this for me, then that inspires you to continue what you're doing. And ultimately, we help other people. Because like I say, it's a whole lot of people, man, right, that I have known activists, handy guys, that didn't even have a place to live. They was homeless. People wouldn't have knew they were homeless. You know what I'm saying? But they're still out there doing the work for the people. They're still out there giving. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying, when do we value ourselves enough that we start to say thank you to each other and that we reward one another? That's the whole concept. If we don't do it for ourselves, then nobody is never going to reward the David Murphy. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to never reward the Rico's how he needs to be rewarded. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't even value ourselves, man. Because if we valued ourselves, then we will reward ourselves. And we will say thank you for what you do. And when we start saying that, other people are going to start saying that and feel that. That's why it's important that we have to have this concept of we have to change narrative. And I know I keep saying I'm going to shut down, but I didn't want to shut down before. And I say the narrative, I always talk about the media and community. That's the only thing that we need to do for me. And now she's on the verge of Congress in Hollywood, and has even found love again with the Carolina Panthers running back, Christian McCaffrey.
How are you feeling now? Get back in a
relationship. I'm really grateful. I feel so lucky. You get this about it. Yeah. Do I have the TV on? Now, I'm not defending him one way or another, because I don't know all the truth. But look, you use the media, because if you have them enough in the media, listen, they don't get rid of them by the time of election. You have so many people turn against them, they won't win the election. And that's what the media is, to shape the way that you think. That's why I always say David been real valuable, more valuable than a lot of us recognize. And David ain't really recognized how valuable he's been with the tool and the instrument that he's been able to use. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying, look, let's start to acknowledge each other. You know, let's start to reward each other. And let's start to thank each other while we're on top of the ground before we below the ground. All right, Dave? I don't know, Dave has muted himself or whatever. So, can y'all still hear me?
I can still hear you.
So, David. So, I know Rico is on here. I know Brian is on here. I know Miss Stephanie is on here. You know, there are some other people that's been working in this whole concept in terms of making this thing happen. But we started this in January, right? And, you know, we started with the man and family center. You know, Leon Pinnell been running. Yeah. So, go ahead and introduce Beverly, the Rico Vernon. Because, I mean, all them is a part of this. David, I don't know what's happening with David. Can you hear me, Vernon? Beverly?
Yeah, so, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Go ahead, Beverly. You jump in. Then Vernon jump in.
Oh, okay. So, good evening, everybody. I'm Beverly Williams, owner of Sue Ann's Office Supply, one of the participants in the paper as well. So when I learned of the idea of supporting people in the community for the things that they do, I jumped right in. I've had my business for 35 years, and I've always believed in giving back to the community at large because, you know, that African proverb that we know so well, it takes a village to raise a child, still stands today. And I changed it to say it takes a village to raise a community. So we have to learn, as Bill has said, to support one another, acknowledge one another. And I like this word, reward one another. There have been so many people that I don't even know about, that I'm just learning about, who've been working in the community, and I call it working in the trenches, selflessly helping people, not ever asking for help. And then sometimes we learn about these people and we don't offer our help in any way, shape, or form, and that needs to change. We have to come to a place where we recognize these people, and if you don't have the dollars to give them, offer your time. Offer your voice in spreading the word in the community about the work that they're doing. I mean, it is so important that we raise us because we know nobody cares about us but us. Mainstream cares nothing about us. That's why the pandemic went so crazy because they really don't care about us. They really would love to wipe us out. So we have to be steadfast, unmovable in this mission to serve, be served, and help one another in the community. Because if we don't do it, nobody else will. And when we build our community, it blesses everybody. And even though we may not see the blessings, it blesses us anyway. Because it helps develop our neighborhoods. It helps people who may have gotten in trouble not to get in trouble. You know, the things that Leon Purnell does help people in the community, not only, you know, they might come for one thing, but he does many other things to make sure they stay strong. So because you may need help in this one area, but how are you going to sustain yourself? So it's just important that we help the Leon Purnells, the RICO, God-giving hand, and any other organization that we learn about, we help to raise them because it takes a village to raise our community and our people. That's it for me.
Now, hey David, Rico, can you hear? Cause you need to come here, Rico, and at least introduce yourself and say something before Vernon. And I need to say one more thing to David.
Go ahead, help yourself.
I was trying to say Rico was going to come in. But you knew Lola Jenkins, David, right?
So, yes.
I don't know if everybody else on your new Lola, but Lola died about 2 years ago, right? Lola and her husband, Rod Marcus, have been out here for years, right? And before Lola died, she came to myself and a couple other people and said, you know what? Before I die, I want a celebration of life. I mean, she had the mindset that she knew that she wanted people to come into a setting and celebrate her life before she died. Honest to God, you was there, David.
That's right.
Anything at Art Social Club. I mean, thank God it was a good turnout, about 200 people turned out. They brought her husband in there who was in, the ambulance had to bring him in because he'd been in a hospital in damn near coma, can't move for the last 3 or 4 years. So they had an ambulance to transport him in so he could be there with his wife so that people could celebrate the things that they had done in their life before she transitioned. And I'm saying we have an opportunity to stop that. We don't have to let people die before we go to their funeral and say how much we appreciate them. You know what I'm saying? And this is all this is about, man, that we start to recognize ourselves. It's more of us than it's more than anybody else. When we talk about the elite and the political people and those who got money, hell, it's more of us who don't have money than those that got money. You know what I'm saying? We're the ones who are doing the work. So why shouldn't we help to lift each other up? Then we just say, listen, you know, when we lift somebody else up, all of us is getting lifted up. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we can't be afraid to say, well, we're going to lift this person. Well, I don't know why we're doing it for him. We ain't doing it for me. What? Come on. You got to be jamming. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't get lifted up at the same time. But we start lifting one up at a time, other people going to start seeing the value of it. You know, so it's snowballing. Other people start doing it. I'm just saying to us, let us be the conduit. Let us be the leadership that make people know that the people that's on the ball, people that's doing the work, that we value the work that you're doing. Go ahead, Vern.
How's everybody doing this afternoon?
Great.
All right. Yeah, we doing this to help someone. Someone in the community, which we all know, David Murphy, who has been on the front line for many, many years, helped thousands of people. And, you know, like a lot of people saying that it takes a village, it takes all of us, you know, working together. And this, we have to start somewhere. You know, we have to start somewhere. If we don't start, then, you know, what is it all for? You know, we talk a lot of good games, you know, saying we want to help, you know, black people. And but when is it actually going to start? We need to start today. We need to start now.
Right.
And the concept behind this is if we have 1,000 people who can just give $10, you know, it'll make a big load light. And I just want to encourage, you know, just get on your friends list. Like, you know, whatever you can contribute. You know, money, time, you know, just go on your friends list, get the flyer from one of our pages and just send it to like as many people as you can, you know, every other day. You don't have to do it every day, every other day. And this one person send it to 10 people, then the next person to send it to 10 people and it'll grow. But this is needed in our community. You know, nobody's going to help us. We have to help ourselves. And we have to come together. You know, a lot of us, we have our own organizations, but we need to start coming together. We need to start to unify, you know. And if we come together, no matter what organization you're in, don't even consider the organization or religious or whatever, we are black people. We are people in this country who are going through the same thing, same crisis, the same problems. But we have to come together. If we come together and stick together no matter what, then we can pull ourselves out. And this is just the start. You know, if this thing grow, we might can help 10 people at one time. But we have to start from the first person, the first concept. Once it grow and the concept catch on, then, you know, it'll be phenomenal. Then we can cut out the middleman. You know, why should we go to Caucasian or, you know, white printers? You know, we can start establishing our own businesses and start supporting each other.
So I say the same thing, Dave, because, you know, we got quite a few people on here. And I think it's important, just briefly, man, for everybody to kind of get their feelings in terms of that, where they at, you know what I'm saying? Because we need to know that people feel good about us helping one another. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's really the way that we're going to rise up and change this whole narrative, man, when we start really putting our dollars collectively in to help lift people up that's doing the work. And this is what this is all about, you know? And I'm going to continue to say that because I want people to see the importance of this and the urgency of it. You know what I'm saying? Dr. Martin Luther King wrote a book once, man. I'm telling you, it's called Why We Can't Wait. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, it wasn't really talking about this, but I'm saying just the title of it fixed everything. We can't wait no longer. We cannot wait for other people to lift people up that's on the bottom. If the people on the bottom is not willing to lift ourselves up, we're not going to get lifted up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's that simple. That's the truth, right? So, you know, I want everybody to feel good about this. Also, on April 21st, we're doing a dinner in reference to the fundraiser to talk about this concept in David's behalf at Collins Restaurant on Lock Raven in Northern Parkway. Now, it's not for everybody, but anybody that's part of the National Black Unity News, then if they want to come, they certainly welcome to come, right? So I'm
going to
turn it over to you, Dave, for everybody to
kind of... Oh, I got one more thing. I invited a guest, Sugar McMillan. I invited him just to sit in and, you know, and listen. You know,
okay.
I don't know if he want to say anything, but he don't have to. I just, you know, want to recognize him, and I thank you for coming on.
Okay. Well, let me say this. You know, I like to keep it real. I'm a concept man myself, and those who know me know I'm gonna keep it real. Let me say this: you know, when Bill came to me a few months ago and say he, Vernon, and Rico and them came up with this great idea, it's not a new concept. People been talking about this for years. That we need to come together, we need to support one another, we need to lift each other up. I've been out here 69 years, and I've been out here fighting for that same subject matter. We need to lift each other up. But nothing really never came to fruition. It was a lot of talk. Good talk, but it was talk. But when they presented the thing to us on the Zoom call about a brother named Purnell, who runs the men and family center, and this thing and the program that he does so much. We even did a story on him in the National Black Unity News. I met him through Black Men Unifying Black Men. And every time I used to see this brother and I have a new paper, he would always come out and give me the paper called Tito. He'd give me $10. Here's $20. You know, this, that, you know. He just was a giving person. But I heard so many good things about the brother. Never met him before until Black Men Unifying Black Men. And they were saying, I was listening to people say when people in trouble or coming out of prison and they need help, they would send them to Purnell. And I heard all of these good notes. And that's the same thing I heard about Bill before I even knew Bill. I knew of Bill. I used to see his Fighting Back publication because I used to do my newspaper go all over the city. And every time I turned around, I would see that. I knew Bill before I knew him. But this concept... When not only did they talk about it, but we all, even I, we put in time. Unfortunately, I went into the hospital at the end of it when they had the last day of it, a couple of days of it. But we all pitched in, and we achieved that goal. Now, this is what happened for Purnell. First and foremost, he received some funding that he desperately needs to help keep him going. The second thing he received was recognition for the work that he was doing. See, a lot of people didn't know all the good works that he was doing over there for 20-something years. A lot of people in this town just didn't know, live in this town, just didn't know about it. So now he's known all over the Facebook and a lot of other people who have not known him before. Is that. You know, I mean, what he does. But I'm going to keep it even more real when it comes to me. Now, they chose me, David Murphy. Now, those who know me know I just, a couple of years ago, I had open heart surgery. Six or seven months ago, COVID. And then just a week ago, on the 18th, maybe 2 weeks now, going a week ago, I had a stroke, seizures. Now that I have diabetes, they say the level went up to 800, so I didn't know how I was going to come in or where I was going, just to be honest with you. But nevertheless, and I laid in that bed, you know, going in and out of siege, I was wondering. I was thinking about, you know, God first and foremost, but I was thinking that my work is not done. My work is not done. That's the thought. And I was thinking about most of y'all. And that was so strange to me. But see, I know why. Because just not me, see, it's what you call like-minded people, like-minded spirits out there. It's a bunch of us out there. I think most people on this call who would do this with or without fanfare. We don't do it for fanfare. We do it because God is in our hearts. Bill ain't been, why would you think Bill been out there 20, 30, 40 years on these front lines hollering in the middle of the streets when he didn't have to? Why do you think Purnell was out there doing all these things and he could have took care of himself? Why would you think someone would like me who could have just went on, got a job, and looked out for David Murphy for the rest of life? It's because God puts something in you and you don't rest. You don't have no peace. But you know the worst thing that can happen to people like us, you can work all of your life, and you're only human. And like Bill say, sometimes some people go homeless, some people lights get cut off. Some of them things happen to you. Lights got cut off, couldn't even pay my cable bill. But I was putting out a newspaper for my people. And because of my pride, I don't ask for nothing. And so when you see people like Bill, Rico, Vernon, and them come up to you and say, hey, Dave Murphy, we're going to do this for you because we want to recognize you for all those years of works you've done. And see, me, that's a first for me. I mean, on a public thing. I said, I ain't never had nothing like this ever happen to me. I got one trophy, one little thing on my wall, which I got about 6 months ago. But the value of what we're talking about here is this. See, a person like me, I had this type of pride thing, so I said, I won't ask anybody. But the Bible tells people you have not because you ask not. See, God puts people around you sometimes that's willing to help, but if you don't ask sometimes, you don't get it. And sometimes people don't think they deserve anything. That's why they don't have nothing. They just go and do things anyway. But the real deal is this. If you're human, everybody likes to be appreciated. And it hurts sometimes. It hurts greatly sometimes. When you're out there in the vineyard and you struggle it and nobody comes to help you. And then recently, and this is the first time this happened to me in my life, I seen some new things that happened to me just recently. When I came home from this hospital this time, I go on the computer and I see these flyers and I see these things saying they're going to raise money for David Murphy. I see my name splattered all over the place. David had done this in the community. David had done that. See, that's new to me. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Yes, the money is needed. And would be put to good use as well. But at the same time, look what it does for the paper. It gives the paper and what we do recognition for the works that we do. But look what else it does. It gives people like me enough strength to go on to fight another day, no matter what the situation may be like. And God knows that the strongest gift that they don't even know if they're giving this or not, but this is what they are doing. They're giving out the strongest gift in the world, which is love. See, it takes love to take your time, your money, your energy to help somebody else. And so, you know, I appreciate that. And see, not just for me, but for this whole concept. If it's Rico the next time, if it's one of y'all on this thing the next time, and it goes round and around, look how much it benefits all of us, everybody on here. See, the work I do will continue on. And the work I do is to benefit each and every one of you, whether you know me or not. I'm about building you up. But at the same time, the principle, this whole principle thing is about us lifting us up. And it's about high time we all start talking about this. Now I'm actually seeing it being done. And it's a beautiful concept. As soon as my turn is over with, I'm going to be right on the top line with the rest of them, supporting another organization, another organization, on and on and on, because that's the way to go. Well, Bill, I know you're trying to say something.
I just want to say that time is moving. And I just want other people to have an opportunity to chime in, man. And mm-hmm. We just need to know what people is at in terms of what they think. Because everybody's opinion is valued, and everybody needs to be a part of this.
There you go.
So, mm-hmm. You know, I just want to make sure everybody has an opportunity to say something.
Well, what you have to do, because a lot of you are unmuted, and all you have to do is open up, you know, unmute yourself. If you want to share on this like principle? Go help yourself.
I'd like to thank Brother Ellis for the donation that he gave me to help me get the head gasket for my van. Now I'm at the point where I need to get a mechanic, like I asked you, or like I remember asking before, to help me get it. Some kind of a guy came to me and almost flim-flammed me out of letting him do it. But the truth came out by asking him questions before he started doing it. But I still need to find someone to help me place the gasket that Brother Ellis helped me get into my van. The van is very much needed in the street, and if I can get it in the street, a great thing can happen for the community. A lot of us who are men and a lot of us who have organization, because I want to work with the men's building over there on Jefferson Street, a lot of other places. I could be a transportation piece. I'm already giving out 400 boxes of food for the communities in Baltimore City with senior citizens and disabled individuals. And that's costing me like $200 a week. That's why I haven't been able to actually pay for it myself out of my own pocket, because I have to hire people to take me around to get the food boxes to, and it has meat in the boxes, so vegetables in the boxes, produce in the boxes, so and the bread that I get, the 300 loaves of bread I get on Friday. Some people on here know that I do that, but I would like to be set free. I tell people, I don't like you, David, I don't like to ask nobody for nothing. I just want to do what I need to do as often and many times as I can. And for the longest time it happened, but hard times fell on me and I'm now struggling, but I'm still in the fight. So, again, I've been a part of Men United, Black Men United with Black Men for a long time, and I've cried. So that we can all now get on the same page that we are today with Bill, I guess, leading the way with others that will do the sharing part. Because a lot of us got stuff and a lot of us don't have stuff. So those of us don't have, if those who do have would spend that energy in doing these things that help us to grow together, it would be a fantastic thing. I'm getting ready to do a summit in May for people returning back in society from prison. A church is getting ready to unite with me, and we're going to let them tell us what we need to do for them instead of us telling them how to handle their own situation. We're going to have services there. We're going to have automatic people getting online, job placement, housing, and all those things that they don't have. We're going to have that running in place. So these are the kind of things that need to do, because again, the crime rate in our city is going haywire. Women are getting killed haywire, children getting shot haywire. We have not had a decent week this year because a lot of us are not going outside our tent doors, and I know why, because a lot of us couldn't be scared because you can't go nowhere no more, but a whole lot of people getting shot at one time. So with that, I'm gonna step back, but I am, again, Brother Ellis, I thank you for your donation that you gave me the day that I asked for that plea. Rico Crawley, you have donated, so I don't want you to think I haven't forgot about you. I would just love, and I'm one of the people that did not get a stimulus check. I did not get a stimulus check. I don't know why, but I didn't get one.
But we only got a few more minutes, and we need to hear everybody real quick if we can.
I'm good. Thank you.
Can I, brother? Sir? Can you leave your information in the chat box or something? We would like to definitely network when you have that event, and everybody here can pool in, and we get your organization information, and then when you have your event, we can send all of our information that's on here, out at your event. We can network and everything. He's muted.
Absolutely. Yes. It's going to be my father's house, Baltimore, and it's going to be one of the brightest churches in almost city. It's going to be sponsoring it. Thank you.
All right, Dr. Watkins, Ms. Mercy, Leroy, McMillan, Any of y'all want to say something real quick? We've only got a few more minutes. You have to mute yourself.
I'm just listening for now. I'm back. I mean, I never was really gone, but I had a lot that was going on that taking me away. I still supported because I still wrote in the paper, but as far as being, you know, with being involved. And I know for me, what I try to do is make it a win-win situation when it comes down to working together. So that way that I'm getting compensated or I'm getting what I'm worth and then also helping with someone out at the same time.
What about you, Dr. Watte?
You know I'm on board. When you approached me about David, I said, "Yep, let's do it." You know, whatever. You know, I'm ready. Whatever you bring up to me, I support it. You know,
I love you for that too. Yes, time you do.
But I'm just so happy and proud that we're able to do these kind of things because, like everyone is saying, you don't know people until other people introduce them to people. And that's how we get to know about other people. Like the gentleman who was speaking, didn't know anything about him. I didn't know anything about the people on Jefferson Street, even though I worked over VJ and it was right in the same area. I knew nothing about him, the whole organization. And that's very sad because they give so much to people. And that's very sad that it's not a known factor. It's not distributed throughout the city, and it should be, and the counties and so forth, how much they do for people. That saddens me a lot. But I'm glad that you guys got together and brought attention to those people because they do so much work for the people. That's all I got to say.
Thank you. What about you, Leroy?
Now, just real quick, I just want to, you know, to be a part of this and to be able to know when to give, as you've been saying, Mr. Bill, giving people their roses while they're here is so important, and supporting the National Black Community News and the mind behind it is what I call it. And that's my name, and Brother David, you and Mr. Bill doing what you all do for so long, because the knowledge and the information that you all put out is just so needed, and I'm appreciative just to be a part of this and being able to support in any and every way that I can.
Thank you so very much. Mr. McMillan over here, what about you, sir?
How's everybody going, man? I know I only got about 30 seconds left, and there's a lot that I wish I could say. Hear everybody, and I think everybody here has valid concerns about our culture, about our city, about the violence, about the economic impact. And in 30 seconds, I can't say everything, but I just want to say, brothers, I love y'all. I don't know y'all, but we do hear some of your concerns, and believe it or not, there's people who are fighting for those same causes that y'all talking about.
Right.
I wish I had an opportunity I could say more, but right now, as what Leroy said, I'm gonna get on his back and say I'm just happy I can be a part and just have a listening ear.
Well, we appreciate that, Ms. Murphy, Kathleen, Dempsey.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
How is everyone? I hope that all of you guys are doing wonderfully well. Again, my name is Walter Eugene Dempsey Murphy, and I'm the managing director for the National Black Energy News, and I am a philanthropist. This is what I do. This is my goal in life, is to see things happen for other folks who otherwise wouldn't happen for them. And I must admit that my brother David, you know, he's kind of needy, but he's not in that kind of need. But at the same time, what his mission is requires a lot more than what he's been receiving. And on a personal note, you know, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes down to the newspaper, it is self-sufficient. It's going to do fine whether, you know, this money comes in or not, as far as paper's concerned. the paper will go on. But what's more important is the recognition for my brother. You see, one of the things that most of y'all don't know is that I've been knowing him for all of his life, all of his life. And all of his life, he's been a wonderful human being. I'm sitting here to tell you this. I am the witness for that, okay? And David has, like anyone else, has gone through all kinds of wonderful things happening to him and negative things happening to him. You know, he's a human being. There are a lot of good stuff, a lot of death, a lot of, you know, all kinds of stuff. But at the end of the day, David has stuck through it. He's soldiered up. He's manned up. And he has been nothing more than just the truth. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, he is more deserving of $10,000. As far as I'm concerned, and not pay him enough for what he does. And so that's where I sit with this. And so with that, Bill, back to you.
Ms. Murphy, yeah? Rico? All right, I'm going to go back to you, Beverly.
I'm here.
Rico.
Go ahead, Rico.
Right, all right. Okay, good evening, everyone. This is Rico Carl from Dallas, Land. I just want to say I'm with you 100%.
Absolutely. Hell, you helped start it. So, look, I'm going to go back to Ms. Buffett. We only got a few more minutes, and since she was one of the guests, did you want to say something in terms of wrapping up, Ms. Buffett?
I would just say that it's wonderful to hear everyone on the line, you know, saying what they have to say about community, being a part of the community. I'm very impressed with Mr. Dempsey Murphy and the philanthropism that he does that I knew nothing about. You know, but it's just awesome to know that people care, you know, and that we're all buying in. So I'm happy, you know, and I'm looking forward to all the good things we're going to do through this new project.
Appreciate it. Now, somebody else just came on here with this U at the end of their name. Y'all want to say something?
That's you, Moja, I believe. I kept trying to get on, but it wouldn't let me on. You know how I am with these things, Murphy. I tried and tried and tried. And
I know, but go ahead, because we only got a few more minutes.
I know. It finally let me get on. I don't know how to work these things. Every week I've been trying to get on this thing. And my children not home, so I couldn't get on. It's terrible. I got to learn how to do this.
But yeah. After this call, give me a call. We'll help you out, man, okay?
Just keep practicing. That's how I learned. I'm still learning.
So, I just got a laptop. This is the first time in my life I ever had a laptop. So I don't even know how to use this thing.
You will. Did someone call me?
Yeah, I called you about an hour ago.
I apologize. I had a Zoom call before this call, and I had gone in the kitchen to make a sandwich.
That's okay. Go ahead real quick. You just got a couple more minutes, and I want to say something to kind of slow down.
All right.
So you want to say something?
I just want to say that I like the idea. I had asked a couple of questions the last time when Vernon, I asked him about the goals and all of that. The idea is wonderful to recognize people. I just, I'm not in the part of the planning of it. So, you know, I'm a detailed person. I always have a lot of questions, as you all always know. But the one thing that I was wondering about, if you know how you see, a contribution like the United Way, and they have the little bubble up there as the money comes in, they have a little bubble, and you have a goal that you reach. Are we organized like that?
Let me ask that real quick. I have to get off in a couple minutes.
Yes.
No, we're not at that level. Because the reason why we ain't at that level is on two things. When you're talking about United Way, Red Cross, and all that, when you give money to them organizations, then, you know, that money is funneled down, goes to staff, goes to overhead, and all that. When we're supporting people, that money is going directly to that organization or directly to that person. Ain't no in-between person. Nobody has to wonder what happened to the money, who touched the money. It's going directly to that organization, that particular person, That way nobody don't have to have no questions in terms of, well, I sent $10 and never got there. I sent $50 and never got there. You know, the fundraiser for David, we asked the people to send their money directly to David, right? So, you know, at the end of the fundraiser, then David could know exactly how much that's been raised. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we're doing.
Are we going to have a ceremony, a Zoom ceremony at the end of it? Like, you know how you get a big check? You know how they make out them with them big checks?
No, I know David, he'll have a ceremony. So, you know how David is with Zoom and all this technology, so you don't have to worry about that.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah. We shout it out because we want other people to know that, you know, just like with Leon Purnell, that these things are working and that things are being blessed and people are receiving and getting recognition. And we go on to the next person and hopefully the concept will catch on. The other people, other states and everybody else will start doing this thing. I mean, people all over this country we'll be blessing each other, and then we all become winners behind this one concept.
Just have one quick question. When we talk about it, and I go on Facebook and I look. If I did not know you all, and I were to see the advertisement, is the newspaper a part of the?
We're going to have more time to talk about it tomorrow because we're going to talk about it a little bit tomorrow, too, because we're right here at 8:30. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, whatever goes to David. Whatever David want to do with the money that people send it to him, if it's for the newspaper or if it's for him to help him pay bills or whatever, then we raise the money to say, thank you, David, for what you've done.
Exactly, for him to do whatever he wants. I understand
exactly.
By all means.
Right.
I just wondered when we talk about the effort itself, is it for the individual or is it for the newspaper a part of that? That's the only thing I was asking.
Well, it's for this individual and how he decided to do it. Like, you know, with the Man and Family Center was a little bit different because that's the center. You know what I'm saying? So that money was there for the center. For the director to make the charge and determine how he's going to use that money. David is the publisher of his newspaper. Listen, if David won't put all the money towards the newspaper, that's up to David. But David may have other needs. David may need to pay his bills. We don't know. You know, the only thing we're doing is that we're saying thank you, David, for all the work that you have done for all these years, and we want to give you a little love offering, as they say in church.
And that's personal, what he wants to do. That shouldn't be our business. That's what
I have to get ready to get off because I got another Zoom 8:30.
Thank you.
All right.
And I want to make another comment. When you see the donations, it says send to David Murphy. It doesn't say send to the National Black Unity News.
That's true. I do see that.
But we just mentioned the National Black Unity News to have people identify that, you know, that who he is and the work that's behind him as a person.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is very important. This is very important what we're doing, and you know we need to make sure we continue to do this because this. The power and the concept is that we can get to the point where every month we can have another person that's put into the loop. And that would be, you know, that would be awesome. That would be powerful. And, you know, I remember I went to this church one time up in St. Louis, called the African Village. Reverend Ray Higgins, and what they did, they had their regular collection, and they had their benevolent collection, and their benevolent collection each Sunday with their benevolent collection, it went out to a member in the church. So whatever was collected in that benevolent offering went directly to somebody in the congregation. And I remember the Sunday that I was there, you know, it must have been about. Oh, maybe about $5,000-$6,000 in the benevolent offering. He said, "Hey, this will help somebody there to pay a light bill or something." So, but I mean, the thing is that each month we can have it to the point where, you know, there's another person that's put in the loop, and they need to continue to keep it going. And the other day, yesterday when I was at, day before yesterday when I was at my sister-in-law's funeral, I ran into Myra Mayo. You know, I gave her a copy of the paper. She says, oh, so y'all still out there, huh? I said, yeah. She says, oh, and David puts this together. I said, yeah. And I don't know if you remember Myra Mayo, David, but Miss Mayo's daughter. And, you know, and she just was saying again that whatever we got going on, that, you know, keep her in the loop, and she, you know, she's going to be more, she'll be more supportive. So,
and let me, and on top of that, Satai, you're right, because, you know, first, what I like most about it is, like I said, it keeps money circulating in the community. But the people that they, but you know, that they may pick is people that have what they would say some proven track records of putting in work over the years and serving the community. And so these are, you know, these, you know, so it's not just, you know, just pick people at just at random and things like this, because those who know me, yes, I've been out there just as long as anybody else too, you know, and so have so many others. Like I say, Satai Williams, so many body else. Now, what I like about it most, because it does bring recognition to the work that that individual doing. And then when people find out that the works that they do, then they support it. I'm going to tell you what happened thus far. This with me. I haven't heard from people, certain people in years. Now, all of a sudden, I'm getting phone calls. People say, man, you know, I read your paper, man, and, you know, I want to support you. I've gotten several checks. I want to support you for the work that you've been doing for all these years. And why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me you were, you know, you were building, help building up the community? Why didn't you do this and why didn't you do that? Remember, I say you have not because you ask not. Sometimes, you know, it's not that you begging or doing it, because I didn't ask for this, but at the same time, it's blessings on so many fronts. Cause not, but like I say, but from a media standpoint, they see nobody highlights us. Unfortunately, not even the black media highlights the true workers out there. Even when that's why I started to, you know what, that's exactly why I started the Informer newspaper. Because when I went around with my discount directory in the community looking for black business to bring people into black businesses, and I met all of these wonderful people. Some of y'all heard me tell the story. I met so many wonderful black business owners. And I never knew they was in my community. I never knew they was in the neighborhood. I never knew they did this and did that. I said to myself, somebody need to know about these people. And that was one of the main reasons why I started the newspaper, to highlight those black businesses that were doing something in the community I never knew nothing about. And that's the first time in my life I was proud of being black. Because I just didn't know. Because in the other media, all I saw was us going to jail or being locked up or being pimps or doing this or doing that. And so, again, it brings so much good news because, like I say, the younger people now can read about a David Murphy does a newspaper. They can read about a Leon Purnell, who's helping so many people for all these years, and they can go in there and get help. They can look at a Rico and say, I can go get food and help here. We doing all, see, the main media don't show us doing that at all. And so it's a wonderful thing all the way around, and I do know we're running out of time, but tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a special call on our Tuesday night call, because I have something very special to share with you all, and it's by divine inspiration. I'm just going to leave it like that. And you all are welcome to be on the call, because all I can say, God is good, and he's constantly blessing. And for those of you just new coming on here, the people on here, I'm just saying this from my standpoint of view, they are a blessing. I never met such a powerful group of people that's been I can't even express it. That's one of the largest blessings I ever had in my life. Just by the work they're doing, not only with this thing here, but I'm talking about when I was sick and everything, how they care, you, how they're concerned about you, how they lift each other up and stuff like this. And so, you know, and this is the first time I actually seen unity. After all of the years I've worked for, I'm beginning to see unity. And so it's a blessing. So with that being said, I know time is up on us. And so be on the call tomorrow at 7:30, and I'll send out the information. And if you don't have Vernon or the rest of us, to get the information to you. Because the reason why we don't blast the information out there anymore, because people has bombed us. And bombing means they, some people come in and do all kind of disgracing things and say all kinds of unsavory things that upset your program. And because we was making some noise, and they didn't like it. So they was watching out for us, and every time we was coming on, they would attack us and so forth. So this way we protect ourselves, so we know who's coming in, so we only send the information out to certain people. And they welcome to send it out to their certain people. But, you know, we're not just going to blast it out there on the main networks. So, again, I'm going to say good night to you all. And, Umoja, give me a call when we get off here, sir. And so everybody take care. God bless. Keep doing what you're doing. And we see you tomorrow at 7:30. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Good night.
Right.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Goodbye.